talk again, about how his hesitance had almost cost her her life. "Right," she said, slipping her glove back onto her frost and heat-blackened hand. "We've got some regrouping to do, and hexes to kill. Any idea where our squads came down?" They ran together for the rendezvous point, jumping over two of the deep cracks along the way. They were definitely machined into a ferrocrete-like surface, with some kind of black sealant at the base. If they weren't the edges of a massive door, then they could have been canals. But for what? Any water lying around would be frozen solid. They could conceivably have been roads for hexes, only none were in sight. The rendezvous point was a mess of weapons fire. Republic and Imperial troopers had dug in and were either setting charges or laying covering fire, hoping to take out the cannons in range. Major Cha barked orders over the patchy comms as bombardment rained down from above. Imperial combat droids lumbered in perfectly straight lines across the battlefield, spitting fire at distant targets. Lorin hadn't grasped how large the Master Factory site truly was. Standing on top of it, she couldn't see the edges.
"Moxla, take a squad and put Tower Number 5 out of business. I'll send someone after you once you're laid in."
"Yes, sir." There was no easy way to tell one squad from another, so she picked a sergeant at random and assigned him to the mission. He was an Imperial, but that didn't matter. On the ground, under enemy fire, troopers were all the same. Several supply sleds had come down nearby, and she helped herself to all the launchers and charges she could carry. With the sergeant and his squad in tow, she lopped across the flat dome, carefully watching the orientation of the cannon emplacement. At some point, they would be noticed. She crossed another crack and dropped down inside. It was just deep enough for her to crouch out of sight. She followed the crack until they were as close as they needed to be, and there she ordered the squad to stop.
"Get those launchers unloaded and ready to fire! Sergeant, I want three of your best shots to go on ahead to provide distracting fire. Another three to go back and do the same. Spread out and space your rounds. Keep that emplacement busy."
"Yes, sir."
The launchers were lightweight and easy to assemble. They were ready in moments. As a broad field of fire converged on the tower, more potent punchers attacked it at regular intervals, shrouding its uppermost reaches with thick black smoke. Still, it fired, though.
"You and you," Lorin said,
pointing at two troopers at random.
"With me."
She grabbed a belt of explosive charges and leapt out of the trench. The troopers followed, running hard for the base of the tower. The emplacement was already busy tracking multiple targets. Hopefully, three more would escape unnoticed. Halfway, they were targeted. The trooper on her right went down, blasted up his middle by pulses of purple fire. Lorin and her sole companion dodged left, and the next wave went wide. Then it was targeting the grenade launchers again, and they reached the base unharmed. It was 10 meters across and as solid as a mountain. She gave half the charges to the trooper.
"One every 2 meters, set to blow on my command."
He nodded and set off, moving around the base in the direction opposite hers. When they met up, they retreated as far as they dared and dropped flat. The emplacement didn't seem to notice them. It was firing upward at something she couldn't see. She pushed the remote detonation switch, and debris exploded over their heads. The top of the tower leaned, began to fall. Then a much brighter flash came from behind her, and the ferrocrete ground bucked. Lorin glanced back and saw a large mushroom cloud rising from the rendezvous point.